We talked a little bit about this in April when you were on, but let's talk about it again for those who might have missed it. The Resurrection Machine. Now, I've got that coming up here. And by the way, this sketch, Dana also did a sketch, did he not, of the Resurrection Machine for you?
Yes, and that's on the front page of my site, williamhenry.net.
Okay. Very good, which will open up soon enough.
Yes.
When the multitudes have passed on.
That's right.
Now, what is this, the Resurrection Machine that I'm looking at?
The Resurrection Machine, this particular drawing, the sketch that you're looking at, comes from the Temple of Dendera from ancient Egypt. And what this is also known as is the Pillar of Osiris. And this was what I term a device that stood between 90 and 180 feet tall, having a telescopic ability. And what we see is that the platform upon which this Pillar of Osiris sits resembles in form and, I believe, function the biblical Ark of the Covenant. It's just a supersized version of the biblical Ark. The pillar that's attached to it is called the Shuti Pillar, which also means enlightenment. So this is a pillar of enlightenment that is attached to the Ark of the Covenant. This device, the complete device, according to Egyptian myth and legend, held the soul of the Savior Osiris. This soul was symbolized in hieroglyphics by a serpent. And so when you see images of it, it very often has a serpent protruding from it. And in the particular image that we're looking at, we see the platform, the ark-like platform, upon mm-hmm. which the pillar sits. And there are two goddesses, Isis and Nephthys, on either side of this pillar, tending this pillar. This is a classic image that you see when you look at the Ark of the Covenant, where you see the two cherubim, the two angels, facing one another. But what's missing in the Hebrew version of the Ark is the pillar attachment that was put in between those two angels or goddesses.
Now, are we looking at what could very well be, then, the Ark of the Covenant?
That is what my surmise is that, yes, that we are looking at the original Ark of the Covenant. I have maintained in several of my books and continue to support this with additional research that there is indeed a missing piece to the Ark of the Covenant. There was a pillar that was attached to it that may well be the rod of Aaron, which means enlightenment, that the Bible refers to. And when it's portrayed in the Egyptian version, we see this pillar protruding or attached to the Ark of the Covenant. And we see gods and goddesses, particularly goddesses, usually operating this complete device.
It looks like an antenna, doesn't it?
It does look like an antenna because that's, again, what myth and legend says it was. This antenna was capable of beaming a tone, frequency, or vibration of life.
Why is it called the Resurrection Machine?
I call it that because the ancient Egyptians said that this device was, in fact, Osiris, their god, their savior figure and god of resurrection. So it's possible that Osiris was not an actual man, although some believe that he was. But likely he was this device which is actually, in addition to being a device or a technology, is symbolic or representative of a whole array of scientific principles that includes physics, that includes astronomy, that includes anatomy, and about four or five other key sciences drop out of this basic symbol system.
Now explain what this graphic underneath this looks like. It looks like a couple horns or something.
What you're looking at there, George, is a modern depiction of a wormhole.
Going in and coming out.
Yes. And okay. So you're seeing the open mouth of the wormhole. You're seeing a tube that then connects to the second open mouth of the wormhole. And what I'm doing in this first illustration is comparing the way modern science portrays a wormhole with the ship that is resting upon the Ark of the Covenant in the Egyptian depiction from the Temple of Dendera.
They do look similar.
They're strikingly similar. And Egyptian myth and legend says that what we are actually looking at is the ship of the gods, the serpent ship of the gods. Now, this is very important to us in our age, because Mayan scholar John Major Jenkins has told us that 2,300 years ago, the Mayans said that in December of 2012, a serpent rope is going to emerge from the center of our Milky Way galaxy, and from out of this serpent rope is going to appear a god of enlightenment, or a group of enlightened beings.
A serpent rope could be the wormhole, right?
Exactly. That's what John maintains, is that you can interchange the archaic Mayan term serpent rope with the modern scientific term wormhole, and you have what the Mayans are describing. So what I've attempted to do is to go into other civilizations, cultures, mythologies, including Egypt, and look for evidence of the gods riding through the stars upon serpents. And asking the question, is it possible that when we see a god riding upon a serpent in this way, or when we see a ship of the gods in the shape of a serpent, are we actually describing or looking at an archaic depiction of a wormhole in its simplified form? And I'm just absolutely stunned sometimes to see the manner in which modern representations of the wormhole as portrayed here match what we see on the temple walls in ancient Egypt.
Why do they deal in these kinds of symbols, William? Why don't they just spell it right out and tell us what they were thinking?
Well, because John Anthony West, the Egyptologist, answers this best. You could write 1,000 pages about a scene such as this, but what the ancient Egyptians used were what we might describe today as cartoons. In a cartoon, you can convey a tremendous amount of information in one scene if you know what the symbolism that's represented in the cartoon actually represents. And that's why I feel they portrayed it this way. We're talking again about basic archetypal symbolism that is very cosmic in nature and has a profound spiritual foundation.
This is fascinating. Okay, let's go to the next illustration, which is Dendera. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, Dendera.
Dendera 1.
Mm-hmm.
Dendera 1.
Yes.
What is this?
Now, this is a very interesting image. It comes from the crypt at Dendera, and it's pretty famous. We made a beeline for the crypt at Dendera just to see this bas-relief on the temple wall there. And what it is, it's the image that Eric von Däniken maintains as a light bulb. We see two pillars, called Tet pillars or power pillars, holding up what appear to be bulbs with serpents or filaments inside of the bulbs. And that's a very profound image. Zechariah Sitchin's written about it. Moira Timms has written about it. Graham Hancock has written about it. And nobody is exactly sure what we're looking at in this image. It could be a cathode ray tube in some people's opinion. It could be filaments of a light bulb in other people's opinion. But it's very interesting that a very profound wordplay comes into effect here. The Hebrew word for serpent is nahash, and the Hebrew word for soul is neshama. So the terms come from the same root and are therefore interchangeable to some extent. And I wonder if we're possibly looking at some sort of a grail or holy grail type device that is actually housing a serpent soul, and that this in fact is some means of transporting a soul or actually housing it.